Voters who step into voting booths this Saturday will decide a lone constitutional amendment on the ballot. Amendment 1 seeks to prohibit state and local governments from ever imposing a real estate transfer tax, an additional tax on homes and properties at the point of sale. Government watchdog group Council for a Better Louisiana feels voters should vote against the item. The council's president, Barry Irwin, gives reason for their opposition.
Our position is that we oppose it simply because we shouldn't be cluttering up the Constitution with more unnecessary amendments and also tying the hands of local government and making it more dependent upon state resources.
He believes the item is unnecessary and says former attempts at such a tax occurred years ago and proved to be troublesome.
There's really been no discussion of us even having this type of tax, not in years in any kind of local situation, and the obstacles to trying to even pass that type of tax are pretty enormous. So the question is, do we need to clutter our Constitution up again with more prohibitive language or just leave things as they are?
Irwin maintains that there is no mandate for such a measure because there are no transfer taxes being considered or on the books. Mandy Mitchell is with the Louisiana Association of Realtors. She feels because of current economic conditions, local municipalities could seek to generate revenue with such a tax if the opportunity existed. She notes the occasions where the item has come up before.
There was a legislative attempt in 2000 to pass a transfer tax that was unsuccessful. In 2004, Livingston Parish enacted a transfer tax which had legal challenges and had to be eliminated.
Part of the basis for the amendment comes from a problem that occurs in Orleans Parish. There was an effort to try to pull in additional dollars for tax revenues because the city of New Orleans could not benefit with overlapping assessors. University of Louisiana at Monroe political science professor John Sutherland says with seven tax assessors across Orleans Parish, if an owner did not agree with an assessed value, he could bring in another.
This was an effort to try to circumvent that process, but there hasn't been a widespread interest in this. This is really a proactive amendment to prevent this from taking place.
Proponents of Amendment 1 believe that if a transfer tax was introduced, it would hurt the housing market. Mitchell says it's seen as a means for double taxation.
Transfer taxes are a double taxation. Most Louisiana homeowners already pay property taxes, so placing a tax at the point of sale is essentially taxing that same piece of property twice.
The item would likely have an impact on residential properties. Courtney Holyfield, branch manager of Interlink Mortgage Services, says a transfer tax would be another hurdle for those wanting to sell. She says many homeowners have been affected by what has occurred in the past decade with property values and lending practices.
A lot of sellers are already upside down in their property, so with them having to come to the table with additional funds, I really think that could prohibit them from being able to sell.
It could also dash the hopes of first-time home buyers who have cautiously planned for a purchase.
Typically, they have good jobs, they can afford the monthly payment, so that's not a problem. But when you have to come to closing with an additional $3,000 or $4,000, that could prohibit them from being able to purchase altogether.
And voters should be cautiously aware of how their vote is cast. Sutherland says it's an example of understanding the amendment's language.
And oftentimes the legislators will write an amendment that says a certain thing, but you've got to vote no to vote yes. This is one of those where a vote for would specifically make sure that this would not happen.
A vote of no would allow the Constitution to remain silent on the issue, giving parish governments the option of a real estate transfer tax. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.